I put my head down in her lap and snorted the last line. The sparkle shard stung like an ice pick. I figured it wouldn't be hurting for long. Julia said, "How do you feel?" I rubbed my fist, tough, up onto my wet nose. I said, "Pretty accelerated, Julia. How about you?" She was looking into my eyes. Her pupils were blown out, fixed and dilated. She looked entirely concussed. She put her hands on my face. They were so cold. She said, "I always really liked you best, Hal," she said. "You don't ever come talk to me at parties," she said. "I always wanted for you to come talk to me, and you never did." Her voice was coming apart. I took her hands really gentle. I held them in both of my hands. I pressed my mouth down tight onto her hurt flesh. I breathed the hot vapor from my lungs onto her hands. I said, "I'm really sorry, Julia," I said. "Here." I put her hands under the collar of my jacket and sweater, under my shirt, and I let her hold to the stiff, hot muscle of my shoulders. I figured probably she was going to kiss me on the mouth. I would have let it happen. It wouldn't have been a problem for me. She only put her forehead to my forehead. We sat together like that for a short while. She said, "I'm so glad to know you, Hal." Even though she didn't know me for real, and if she had, I figured I would let her down. It was so good to be there in the car with her.